K9JDP, K4RM.
Good morning, from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Mobile, name here is Gary.
EYY, I believe the call sign was. Good morning, sir. This is KM4LLX, name here is Zach. I live in Hendersonville, North Carolina, but right now I'm in Pickens, South Carolina, and I was impressed that I could hear the repeater so well this morning, so I gave it a shot.
Business, Zach. Well, you're making the trip to the repeater just fine, and yeah, this repeater being at 3,500 feet above sea level, it's got pretty good coverage. So yeah, you should be solid. Not sure what your final destination is, but yeah, you're not far from my neck of the woods. I live in northwest Greenville County, but I'm heading into town just for a grocery run, and gonna do that real quick, and then head right back to the house. As I said, the name is Gary, and the call is Whiskey 4 Double Echo, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, and glad to make your acquaintance.
You're having a good Saturday. Well, thanks for the call sign clarification. I'll definitely write that down. And how has it been down in South Carolina? I talked to Paul on the 146640 repeater a couple of days ago, and he said the wind gusts were pretty wild down here, but besides that, it was not too bad of a storm.
For me, I lost power a couple of days ago, and Duke sent me a text saying that they were not going to be able to restore power until Sunday. So I thought, oh gosh, you know, I have backup systems and whatnot, but okay. I was pleasantly surprised when power was restored last night, overnight. So that was good. And I did not have any major tree damage or whatnot at my property, but I did lose 10 by 10 foot awning or tarp or whatever you want to call those things. The wind picked it right up, even though it was anchored, and made it into trash. So I was just at the recycling center taking the bits of metal and throwing it in the dumpster. KN4LLX, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get power back. I am on my way to the pick and the dump this morning because I've got a friend that lives near there. And I just turned onto a road that heads towards the dump, but there's a power line about halfway across the road and probably only about 8 feet high. Hopefully it's off, but just seeing that, I knew it would connect with my antenna on the top of the truck, and I did not want to take a chance, so I'm turning around and rerouting this morning.
Roger that. Yeah, I remember I was on Highway 135, and a tree had come down and propped itself against the guardrail, leaning at a 45-degree angle, which gave a triangular-shaped opening that you could take one car through at a time in each direction. So everybody had to slow down and take turns. But that tree has been cut away now, and so I think things are slowly but surely getting back to normal.
Good. Now, I always ask this when I'm talking to a new ham. Do you do a lot of HF work or get into any DXing?
Recently, although that's my forte, that's my area of interest, is HF DXing and contesting. The CQ Worldwide SSB was just this last weekend, but I only participated to get some new countries. But I'm slowly but surely getting back into the swing of things. I had some personal issues that I had to deal with for the last year, and that's kind of straightening around and finally working itself out. So, and you may have heard my call sign in that I do a lot of teaching with ham radio classes along with Dave Ivey, KE4EA. So we've got some classes running for right now a technician and amateur extra.
You do that for the community. I'm always happy to hear there's new hams getting taught or getting into the hobby, because I believe the hobby's doing strong and doing well, so that's really good. I'm as well in the same boat as you are. I got into ham radio to work HF and DX, but it's just getting the time to do it and just getting the right setup going. So hopefully in the next month I'll be more set up and ready to go. But it's just, it's one of those deals that once you get it set up, it's good, but just doing it is half the battle. KM4LLX Friday.
Just getting all the other stuff caught up in your life. Life happens. So you have to deal with that and set your priorities. Well, Zach, you have a wonderful day. I'm here in Traveler's Rest at the moment and almost to where I'm going to go. So you have a great weekend. Hope everything gets back to normal storm-wise. And good luck with your trip to the dump. My trip to the dump was very successful. So hope you have the same. KN4LLX 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Echo Yankee, thank you for the contact today. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll hear you again on this repeater or other ones around the South Carolina area. And I as well will say 73 to you, and we'll continue monitoring. This is KM4LLX.